Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, yes indeed, everybody. Good afternoon. A Wednesday afternoon, if I must say so myself. The only place you can talk live about the Washington Commanders is right here, right now. This station. This show. Team 980 on your radio. Live on the Odyssey app. iHeartRadio. Tune in. AMAC alongside on the other side of the glass. Mad Max checking out. Cowboy B is along the way as well. We don't actually have this many people working for us. It's just show in transition. This is not the Grant and Danny show. This is not the Grant and Danny show, okay? This is just a show in transition. But we are the only place right now because the Nationals are playing the Braves to talk sports. And it doesn't just have to be the Commanders, but it will largely be the Commanders. A couple of breaking news items, if you will. Jaden Daniels, I don't know if this qualifies as, oh, wait a second, he's going to play. It doesn't. But it is a different sign than we got last week. It is a different development. Jaden Daniels is A, going to practice at least on a limited basis today. And Jaden Daniels is going to talk, if I can talk, to the media after practice around roughly 2:30. We'll try and see if we can poke into that live. Jaden Daniels is going to talk to the media. Last week, he was scheduled to talk to the media, and then they changed that to Marcus Mariota. So that's, I guess, a positive sign. I don't know if it qualifies as a development. Clearly, he had done some more on the grass on Friday, Dan Quinn had said, after not doing anything Wednesday and Thursday in terms of the actual practice. Today, limited, is what Dan Quinn basically said. Assuming that goes okay, he'll meet with the media. I assume he would be limited again tomorrow, but maybe amped up limited. However, they can do that. And then maybe Friday, if he's full go, then Jaden Daniels is going to play, provided that he doesn't have a setback. I came into this week, yesterday even, basically saying, if he doesn't play, he doesn't play. I'm cool with that. Not that I was rooting for him not to play, but I was rooting for caution. I was rooting for safety. I was rooting for, hey, man, let's be smart about this. And they're going to turn around and say, no, we actually are smart about this. We're taking every step along the way, and we feel comfortable, and he feels good, and he wants to play, and he looks right, and only they can judge that. I can't judge it. You can't judge it. Only they can. So, again, right now, you want to say positive signs for Jaden Daniels. Positive signs. Again, don't quite know if it's development, although I guess it is. It's a ramp up. Now, what we don't know is in a non-contact practice, how that knee is going to respond. That we don't know. How he's going to be able to cut, how he's going to be able to perform. Is it going to get sore, swollen, whatever, afterwards, tonight, tomorrow? All of this remains to be seen. Nobody should be making any declarative statements based on him talking to the media. Nobody should be doing that. Certainly not on this show. We won't be doing that. Again, positive sign, maybe a positive development, depending on how you look at it. Nobody should be thinking, oh, it's done, set, match, written in stone, Jaden Daniels is going to play, because you just never know. If he has a setback, if he does something, tweaks it, aggravates it, whatever, and that could be running, that could be on a plant, that could be on a thrust, throw, shifting of the legs, whatever. Could be anything. It could be nothing, and he could come back in the building at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning and be like, owie, it's sore, it's swollen, it puffed up, whatever the case might be. So I thought I'd start the show, Mr. Positivity, because you guys know my glass is always 75% filled. I am always the Prince of Positivity. I thought I'd start the show with some good news.
Oh,
with a good sign.
Let's go.
I did.
Let's go.
You missed it? You were talking to Cowboy B. What were you guys doing? Breaking down the zone defense of the Cowboys?
No. That's your good news?
The good news is Jaden Daniels is practicing and he's going to talk to the
limited
media.
Limited practice. I thought that you were going to put like your positive spin on it. That's what
My positive spin is this is good. This is progress. This is a sign.
Oh, thank you.
This is some hope. Yesterday, I didn't have much hope.
That's how much of a glass half full guy you are.
No, is that like, I am a glass three quarters full, pal.
Hold on, let me finish my point. Is that
you're missing what I am, the true essence of the Rooster.
You state a fact as something that is positive. That's how much of a glass half full. He's limited in practice today after he was not after he did not practice. That's progress. That's good.
Yes.
That's a fact, Rooster. It's not really
glad. Facts can be good.
Okay. I'm glad that you have
this
positive.
I'm commenting on a fact.
I'm glad that you have this positive, outlook on it.
I mean, are you dispelling the notion that my glass is 75%, three quarters full? That the Prince of Positivity has not arrived? Are you dispelling that already? No. You're just shutting it down?
Yeah, I feel like the best way to not respond to your sarcasm is just not responding.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or the best way to respond is not responding.
I don't know how I'm accused of being sarcastic when I'm being, again, positive. I specifically started off the show with positive news. Because now I have to give you the bad news. The bad news is Terry McLaurin's not at practice. Terry McLaurin's seen every specialist, apparently, according to Ian Rappaport, besides Santa Claus. I didn't hear the actual call. I heard Coach Sheehan talking about it as I was driving around in the mess that is D.C. and Arlington and Wisconsin Avenue this morning because I had a banking appointment. I heard that Dr. Sabah is friends with or has done multiple surgeries with the renowned surgeon and specialist that Ian Rappaport listed in his report, that Dr. Sabah knows him really well and can vouch for his expertise and has actually performed surgeries with said doctor.
So... Just to be clear, it's only one extra specialist, right? He's only going to do a second opinion, or are you saying that he's gone to more than one?
Okay, a second opinion? So it's a great question, and I got asked this basically last night on Twitter and X, and the way I explained it was I thought, the way I interpreted it with a lack of information, was that, of course, he saw the team doctor who then presumably gives an initial diagnosis, and then Terry McLaurin seeks a second opinion and wants to see a specialist, okay? That's how I interpreted the process. However, what Rappaport said, and I'm trying to pull it up exactly to get the exact wording, was Terry McLaurin, will receive, and this is quoting Ian Rappaport, okay? Quote, Terry McLaurin will receive another opinion on his quad today. And he's received several, including from Dr. Williams Myers, who is the doctor I was just referring to. I forgot his name, that Dr. Sabat knows and apparently has done surgery with. And I say apparently because I didn't hear her say it. I heard Kevin recapping it. And Dr. Williams Myers is the nation's expert in core muscle injuries. As of now, they believe it's a quad injury. But more tests are coming, and his status is in doubt for this Sunday. We knew his status was in doubt for Sunday. That's not new. What is new is they believe it's a quad injury. In case you're not familiar with your quad, it's the front muscle of your leg, like your thigh, not your hamstring, which is the back, the front muscle area. Okay, that's your quad. They believe it's a quad muscle injury. But if I told you it was a quad muscle injury in the upper portion of the quad muscle, could it also be something else? Could it be a hernia? Could it be, I think the muscle is called an adductor? Could it be something along those lines? And the answer is, yeah, I believe it could be. I don't know that, but I believe it could be. Because Rappaport is specifically saying, as of now, quote, they believe, meaning they, the doctors, I don't know if that's the team doctors only, if that's the one specialist. I don't know if that's Dr. Williams Myers. It's unclear. They believe it's a quad injury. But more tests coming is what Rappaport says. In addition, what Rappaport again says, Terry McLaurin will receive another opinion on his quad. And he's received several, which would indicate, especially when he says, including from Dr. Williams Myers, who is the most renowned expert, which means he's already received an opinion from Dr. Williams Myers, the most renowned core muscle injury expert, who presumably, again, reading Rappaport's words exactly, presumably he and Commander's doctors believe it's a quad injury. Let me tell you this. I don't know exactly if I'm saying the truth here, but I believe a quad injury could be better than a hernia or an adductor or something like that. Something along those lines. I believe. I don't know, but I believe. However, again, you have to look at, and maybe Rappaport wrote it loosely and didn't think that I was going to be scrutinizing his exact language, but the exact words that he tagged the video tweet to, and I put it up on Twitter, and I think, AMAC, I sent it to you. I believe we can hear that as soon as you get it ready, because I don't know if he says exactly what he typed and what he tweeted in the actual video piece, but I'm telling you what he's actually wrote, okay, is that he's already received the second opinion, and maybe even more. But the second opinion from Dr. Williams Myers, the nation's expert, presumably renowned expert, you know, Dr. James Andrews style, who was the foot doctor, I think it was Dr. Robert Anderson, Dr. Williams Myers, he's already seen him. He's already received it. And as of now, they believe it's quad injury. But clearly, there's enough gray area there to do more tests. Here's Rappaport on Good Morning Football this morning on NFL Network.
And then for the Washington Commanders, Terry McLaurin, their star receiver, who garnered so much of the headlines this offseason because of his hold-in and his contract demands, eventually got a contract but didn't practice. And then, surprise, surprise, he starts pulling muscles. This happened. He is dealing with a quad injury. My understanding is the status for this week is very much in doubt. Would not be surprised at all if he missed the game, but he has been getting a variety of opinions to see what is best for him health-wise.
All right. So he does. He gets into more detail in the words as opposed to there on television. Understandable. A little more context. But he basically says, look, he's getting a variety of opinions. His status is in doubt. Terry McLaurin's not going to play on Sunday. I mean, just I've been down this road a million times. I can tell you he's not going to play. And that I'm okay with that. He's hurt. He's not going to play. But you heard what I wanted you to hear. And I'll have AMAC play it on the other side again in case you missed it. What Rappaport said, after missing basically all of camp, now he's hurt. Surprise, surprise. The words exactly, surprise, surprise, were used. Meaning Rappaport is not surprised. And I know, based on a bunch of tweets I got since yesterday when we started talking about this, that you're not surprised, or many of you are not surprised, that Terry McLaurin is now injured. So the question is, are you surprised? But the better question is, do you blame the fact that he missed camp in a contract dispute, which is not all on him, but it is ultimately his decision? Do you attribute, blame, find cause, reason that he missed training camp, he's now injured, perhaps significantly for the first time in his 7-year NFL career in week 3 on his biggest play of the year, and could miss several weeks? Don't know if it's 2 to 3 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, 1 to 2 weeks. Don't know. Me being a very positive guy, hell, screw 75%. I'm at like 89% this morning. Me being the prince of positivity, I'm going to say, a week or two, in lieu of further information. What are you going to say? So the question is, do you believe his absence and his contract dispute in training camp brought us to this point? However you believe that, however you shape that in your mind, do you believe the two are connected? Do you believe the two are connected? I'll give you my answer coming up next. But do you believe that you are connected? And how much should we worry about this from a football perspective? I think it would be crazy to think, yeah, injuries happen all the time. Next man up. No big deal. Nothing really to see here. They'll be fine. I think that's nuts. I'll explain more on the other side, plus give you again my perspective of whether I think the training camp holdout, sit in, sit out, nonsense, on both sides, led us to this point. But we want to get your perspective as well. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Just getting rocking and rolling here on an overcast, kind of rainy, dreary Wednesday afternoon in the DMV, where we are on the radio, on the Team 980, on the AM side, and streaming live anywhere you go on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then for the Washington Commanders, Terry McLaurin, their star receiver, who garnered so much of the headlines this offseason because of his hold-in and his contract demands, eventually got a contract but didn't practice. And then, surprise, surprise, he starts pulling muscles. This happened. He is dealing with a quad injury. My understanding is the status for this week is very much in doubt. Would not be surprised at all if he missed the game. But he has been getting a variety of opinions to see what is best for him health-wise.
Surprise, surprise, Ian Rappaport says he starts pulling muscles. That's the quote. That's the direct quote. You just heard it twice, right? I'm not making this up. Surprise, surprise, he starts pulling muscles. Listen, Ian Rappaport's not the only person to believe the two are connected. The question is, what can we prove? What do we know? What do we believe? Because I don't think we can prove or know anything. What I mean by that is Dan Quinn certainly is not going to tell us. Terry McLaurin is not going to tell us. Buddy Baker is not going to tell us. Adam Peters is not going to tell us. They won't let us talk to doctors. Nobody is going to tell us. And even if they told us, I don't think we would be able to get the 100% truth that the injury suffered on the 56-yard catch and tumble, which should have been a touchdown, which, of course, the stupid NFL not only had a regular review, but had an expedited review because they were so sure of themselves, overturned, and it led to a Bill touchdown, which I was appreciative because caught up with Bill after the game, and we had him on the show on Monday. But you hear Rappaport say, surprise, surprise, he starts pulling muscles. Let me repeat, that's not Chris Russell saying that. That's not the Rooster saying that. That's not Sports Talk Radio saying that. That's not this station saying that. That's Ian Rappaport, who is a member of the media, who is allowed to offer an opinion, who is allowed to analyze. I have no problem at all with Ian Rappaport perhaps offering a snarky analysis. I do it all the time. But, and this might surprise you. This might surprise you. I don't believe the two are directly related. I don't believe the two are related. Do you? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I believe the two are separate. Terry McLaurin's been practicing for 5 weeks and has played in two games. I have to believe, logic, common sense would tell me, if they were connected, if they were related, it should have happened earlier. Again, I'm not a doctor, but you know what? I happen to know one who calls this show on a regular basis, who I consider a pal. A friend, Dr. Sabah, is with us on line two, who again has, according to what she said, and probably will confirm here, had multiple surgeries performed with Dr. Williams Myers, the world-renowned expert in core muscle injuries that was cited by Ian Rappaport that evaluated Terry McLaurin. Is that accurate, Doc? Did I hear that right?
Hey there, Chris. I was trying not to call in anymore because I'm getting hate on Twitter for, me saying that, Jaden doesn't look like himself, and maybe it would be nice to kind of give him a rest while he's, quote, injured.
We can talk about that another day.
Yes, exactly. But since we're talking about the Terry McLaurin, so basically, we always called him, well, we called him Dr. Myers, but most people call him Bill Myers, and it's not Williams Myers, it's William.
Oh, okay. He wrote it Williams Myers. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, when I was in residency at UMass, during my surgical residency, he showed up from Duke, big wig, hepatobiliary gas is mostly what he is, but he got this in sports hernias. And so, you know, as me being one of the residents, I would operate with him because he was the chair of the Department of Surgery. So as I got higher up in the ranks, I would do more cases with the chair. You know, the interns don't do the cases with the chair unless they're like really, really simple cases. Mm-hmm. But these sports hernias are fairly simple to do. It's kind of like a regular hernia repair. It's the abdominal wall muscle that's kind of torn off the pubic bone there, and sometimes it's torn off from itself, and you just repair the muscle and reattach it with some sutures right on, like, the pubic symphysis, on that pubic bone, the periosteum, the little line that's right on the bone. And all that scar tissue just lets it kind of just sock down there and kind of keep it steady. But it takes at least 6 weeks, 6 to 12 weeks to recover from that. But it's a real quick, easy operation. And when I said I operated with him, he was training me. So, you know, he would let us do the case. The residents, like, do the case while he's watching, that kind of thing. So
right.
I did about probably 20 of them. And we did a bunch of MLB players and NHL because we were in the Boston area. He has since left, and I think he went to, yeah, of course, after I graduated, because then he couldn't live without me up there. He's since left and went to you know, I don't even know if he does hepatobiliary anymore. You know, he used to do liver, pancreas, all those big, huge operations, and he probably kind of settled into the hernia. Those are nice and easy, quick ones, you know. So, no, he went to Temple afterwards or somewhere in Philadelphia. I'm not sure where he is now, but the bottom line is that if this is what Terry has, he probably got it on that play that he should have had a touchdown on.
Yes, clearly.
If you think about it, he stretched himself out.
Yep.
And what you do when you stretch yourself out, and when someone pounces on you while you're stretching yourself out, what do you think that muscle does?
Yeah, you're being
you can tear something.
It's expanded or torn or strained or whatever.
Yeah. So what happened is what I'm surprised though is they're calling it a quad, which kind of the quad does enter the groin area, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. But if he's going to Bill Myers, then he's probably being assessed for an abdominal wall.
Right. So I said a hernia or
your external oblique.
Right. I said a hernia or adductor. I didn't think of the abdominal wall. But that all makes sense.
The abdominal wall is the adductor.
Okay.
So the abdominal wall, you got the external oblique, you got the rectus abdominis, internal oblique. There's muscles that all go down to that groin, okay? So what happens is he's probably being assessed for that. If he doesn't have that, rest may do it. But if he does and he goes ahead and gets the surgery, yeah, you're talking about several weeks of out. And just as a side note, I think that's what Caitlin Clark has, and I think they're not saying it because they kept saying week by week, gone, and then, oh, I'm out. I wonder if she ended up having surgery, and I'm also wondering if Curtis Samuel, you remember how Curtis Samuel had a growing injury when Ron first brought him from the Carolina Panthers?
Yes, yes.
And then he slipped up weeks later and said after his surgery, and I was like, what?
Yep.
What surgery? I bet you that's what, because this is not uncommon. But to answer the question, was him holding out caused this injury? I say yes and no, but it's for a different reason. I think it caused the injury because he wanted to prove so much how worth he is. He wanted to get that touchdown so much that he literally just stretched out. You know, he just wanted it so badly, and that's probably what kind of ripped the muscle a little bit. And it's kind of ironic because the very reason the uppers didn't want to really pay him big money because they don't feel like he has that breakaway speed. Ironically, if he had the breakaway speed, he wouldn't have had to dive like he had to. Make sense? So it all comes together. But I don't think it was because his muscles weren't stretched out enough. I think it was just because he wanted it so badly.
And very interesting. Thank you, Doc. As always, appreciate the insight and analysis and expertise. Even though you haven't examined Terry McLaurin, I will take it as the best I'm going to get. And I value your opinion and your analysis. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. That is Dr. Sabah. I guess it's not Williams Myers, but she once worked with Dr. William Myers.
Billy
Myers.
Little Bill.
Little Bill. She once worked with him. So, again, she qualifies as at least an educated expert in this area. And she just explained it all. If you missed it, go back, hit the Odyssey rewind. I don't know how interested you guys are in the exact medical terminology, but as we said yesterday, right? We said, as soon as I saw he was seeking a second opinion, that was not because he got good news.
Mm.
Okay? And everybody scoffed at me. Well, you don't know. You're not a doctor. Let me surgically unattach my pop-ups.
So DQ did say that, like, getting a second opinion isn't unusual.
Well,
it kind of, like, downplayed the injury.
Yeah, isn't unusual. Yes, we know it's not unusual. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's not because you got good news, is my point.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you did get good news, and then you're like, oh, man, this thing still really freaking hurts. It's swollen like whatever. You don't do that for no reason. Of course it was bad news. How bad? We don't know. Again, I mentioned at the start of the show, quad, right? Quad muscle goes from essentially, like Doc said, your groin area. She used the pubic bone, right? Okay, because that's the bone in there.
Chris
right?
Russell is currently showing me his thigh for the audience. He has his leg stretched out and
in
he
jeans.
Is showing
I am not
me
showing
his
you
thigh.
I am not exactly showing you leg.
Listen.
You don't want to see that. Okay? But what I'm saying is the quad muscle is a big freaking muscle. It's not like a little thing. It's not a tiny little area. So if it was upper, I think that's worse than lower because of everything that Doc just gave us. Adductor, abdominal, groin, hernia. It could be a number of anything. But she said she doesn't believe. If I understood exactly what she was saying, she doesn't believe the two were connected. Do you? I don't believe they were connected to him missing training camp. What do you believe? 301-230-0980. First, a trending alert, and then right back to your calls. Chuck in South Carolina, we're coming out right at you and more. Stay tuned. All right, so the Commanders on the practice field. Jaden Daniels expected to be limited when the injury report officially comes out. He is expected to meet with the media in about an hour's time, which was different than last week. So certainly an encouraging sign. Terry McLaurin not at practice. That is obviously the reality of the situation as he continues to get more and more information, seek multiple second and I guess third opinions on a quad injury that could cost him more than just this Sunday in Atlanta, where the Commanders will try and be 3-1 against the struggling Falcons, who took one on the chin last week, 30-0 in Carolina. Meanwhile, Tom Brady pushing back on the concerns that were stupid to begin with about his relationship with Chip Kelly, the Las Vegas Raiders, of which he's a minority owner of, and his role at Fox in a weekly newsletter titled Do Your Job. Brady wrote only the, quote, paranoid and distrustful believe that there's conflict in his roles. Attaboy, Tom! Tell him! Why don't you start naming people? Then we get to the bottom of things. Then we'll have fun! Tom, I'm not paranoid and distrustful. I believe you, buddy. I'm with you. You're good with me. Anyway, the Nationals are underway right now in their final road game of the season. And what do you know? An early afternoon start. Usually the bats are dead, especially on a getaway day. But they're up 3-0 over the Braves in the sixth inning. Well done so far. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, my guy Jeff Bochner. Jeff, I hope I'm saying your name wrong. Right, I should say. Says extended timeout is probable. Hernia fear. Bad narrative after missing all summer. Worst case scenario. Chris Raymond says time to take a closer look at Chris Olave. Interesting. I don't know if the Saints are going there. I mean, possible. They're terrible. Mo. My guy Mo, who was all mad at me yesterday for some reason, says, I do agree with Dr. Sabah. Terry's always getting caught from behind. Yeah, I mean, I don't know about always. Wasn't caught from behind in Detroit in the playoff game. But does he have explosive, Xavier Worthy type speed? No. We know he's not built like Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase or some of those cyborgs, DK Metcalf, what have you. We know that. And that's part of the problem, part of the reason why the Commanders did not want to pay him. Did not want to pay him what Terry wanted. Did not want to pay him what the market said he probably should get. It's incorrect to say they didn't want to pay him. They did pay him. They did value him. They did give him an extension. It essentially is only a one-year guaranteed extension, but there's plenty of opportunity if Terry's still productive and if Terry's healthy, which he's not right now, that he can be good. Now, the one thing that did go through my mind, while I do not believe the two are connected, training camp and this injury, I do not believe that. The one thing that went through my mind, and I can't shake this, is does Terry either not trust the initial opinion that he got from the team and the team orthopedist and doctor, or does Terry say, you know what? You guys didn't believe in me. You guys didn't have faith in me. You guys doubted me. Now I'm going to show you. Now I'm going to show you that I'm going to value my body, my health, more than your team. I played through whatever before so that I could say, I'm always here. I'm always here didn't get me where I wanted to be. Does Terry say, now it's time for me to take a step back and just get three opinions, four opinions, or for me to really listen to the doctors, or for me to say, you know what? I'm done putting my body on the line any more than I have to. I have to look out for me because you didn't look out for me the way I have to now look. So I can't shake that concept. I can't shake that idea. I don't believe the two are connected, meaning training camp, injury. But I can't tell you that I don't wonder if Terry's like, oh, screw you guys then. I'm going to take care of me. You didn't take care of me. I'm going to take care of me. I can't shake that feeling. Sorry if that offends you, but I can't shake that feeling. Back to the phones we go. Chuck is in South Carolina on line 3, AMAC. Let's get to Chuck. Next up, what's up, Chuck? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Rooster?
Hello, Chuck. What's going on?
I definitely don't think the injury has anything to do with training camp. I just think it's just a freak accident, and and usually occurs, you know, with just like a hamstring with, you know, speed or whatever. I mean, and another way to look at it too, also, I mean, look at Noah Brown. He went to training camp, didn't he? And he hurt already. I mean, so, you know, it's fourth week of the season. It's football. It's a contact sport. And unfortunately, you're going to get hurt. And sometimes it's by doing little simple things like stretching and reaching, right. You know, that could just cause something simple. But to make a point towards what you was just now saying and thinking, if it was anybody else, that could be true. But I don't think Terry is that type of person to tick for tack type thing. And I think the team did take care of him. However, it might not have been what he wanted, but he can still reach $96 million, which is a lot of money. But, you know, character-wise, I can't see that for Terry. I just think, you know, he feels he's probably had this injury before and just want to make sure. And, you know, because he's the type of person that takes care of his body. You know what I mean?
I think it's an excellent. I think it's an excellent point, Chuck. Thank you. I appreciate you. Good to hear from you. He does take care of his body. Nobody questions that. What I'm trying to get at is not that Terry's like, screw you guys, I'm not going to play. Of course he wants to play. He knows that when he plays and he produces, that should theoretically add to more money, or it should theoretically make it easier to guarantee more of the current contract that he just signed. But what I'm saying, what I'm suggesting, is maybe Terry in the past played through nagging injuries, as most football players do, didn't necessarily slow down or stop, did whatever he could to get back on the field, and now maybe he's listening to the doctors. It might take two or three doctors to get to that point, but now he's listening to the doctors, who might say, hey man, you're better off shutting it down for a couple of weeks. You might have to have surgery. You might have to consider this. You might have to consider that. Is that possible? I think it's very possible. Likely? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't know. Wait a second. If a doctor tells you, hey, man, you should lose some weight, well, you should pretty much listen to that doctor and lose some weight. Trust me. I am well aware of that message. Hey, man, you should lower your blood sugar. Okay, doc. Sure. You know, I mean, like, you listen to doctors. But sometimes when you're a warrior, when you're a competitor, when you're fierce, like Terry McLaurin is, you listen, but you bypass it. And you push through it. And you keep grinding. Well, that didn't get him what he thought it was going to get him. So now, maybe he's listening more to the doctors. I don't know. I don't know Terry's mindset, because Terry won't let us into the mindset yet. Maybe he will, but not yet. 301-230-0980, 301-2. And again, before you call up and start thinking that I'm hammering Terry and saying he's turning his back on his team, stop being adult. Not saying that. I'm saying maybe he's listening to advice more. Maybe he's not going to go balls to the wall because he feels it didn't get him what he thought it should get him. And now he's going to say, okay, you want me to sit out for 3 to 4 weeks? I'll sit out for 3 to 4 weeks. Now, again, the rub is if he sits out 3 to 4 weeks while he has a chance to get healthy, he doesn't have an ability to put up numbers. So that's the rub. But again, we've already discovered that Buddy Baker and Terry McLaurin didn't exactly handle this right, and they don't exactly have all the answers and do everything right. So, again, we don't know. I'm guessing. I'm asking the question. I'm throwing it out here because you won't hear it on any other show. You'll hear it on this show because we think ahead of the curve. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Rodney in D.C. on line two. What's up, Rodney? How are you?
Hey, Rooster. I'm so glad Dr. Sabah went first, because she's the only really person we could listen to, because we all speculating, it's all opinionated, because if we could guess what was really going on, we could guess the Powerball and Mega Millions every day. My point in this type of injury, one, he should listen to the doctors, but two, I'm looking at it from a game perspective in terms of him not playing. To me, anybody in their right mind should be concerned and like, oh my God, because we do need Terry, because one, the schedule is tough. But if you look at the first three games, if Kingsbury, if they run the ball like they did against the Giants in the last game, and even the Green Bay game, we might be 3-1. So we're never going to know whether it was the holdout or this and that and the third. We just need to concentrate on the next game. And if Kingsbury has a game plan where you can rush for 200 yards, I don't think we should have a problem with Atlanta. If we just talking game by game, we should just be worried about Kingsbury and that defense getting them off the field. Us knowing whether he injured himself or not, I mean, come on, man. That's like trying to do a math, Newton's theory, trying to figure that out. That's crazy to me. And I don't think it had anything to do with his holdout, because I don't think Terry is that way. And that person that said he gets caught from behind, if you look at Terry's tapes from the time he was a rookie till now, he probably wasn't even drafted for no breakaway speed. He was probably because of his route running.
He wasn't drafted to be a receiver. Never mind breakaway speed. He was thought to be the best special teams player in the draft. Not a receiver. The best special teams player.
And that's my point. So miss me with the breakaway speed, because if he had a worthy speed, he would have been drafted 10 or 15 in the first round. So. Yeah. Come on, man. I don't think it had anything to do with the whole
thing. I got you. I feel you. Thank you, Rodney. Appreciate you. Good call. Good, strong opinion there. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll get to Lap. We'll get to the Mark and Largo show. We'll get to Paulie. We'll get to you. 301-230-0980. Do you believe Terry McLaurin's injury has anything to do with his training camp holdout? And what do you think about what I just said, that maybe, just maybe, Terry McLaurin, who didn't get what he wanted, is now going to start listening to doctors and his body more than he previously did, because he realized it didn't get him what he thought it would. 301-230-0980. I think that's fair. I think that's a fair question. Don't know if we have a good answer, but it's a fair question. 301-230-0980, Team 980 on your radio, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, 7-3. I just ran into the DOC, Richard Doc Walker, who was so kind to not only do the show on Friday and AMAC, he just brought me a present. I haven't opened it yet, but how kind of Doc. I didn't get him anything for his birthday.
Yeah, because he's just a better friend than you are.
I feel like poop now. I mean, because he got me a birthday present last year. I meant to get him a birthday present this year, but I didn't see him.
No, you didn't mean to give him one. It's all right.
Yeah, I did.
Don't try to retroactively backtrack him. Maybe I'll take him out to lunch. Feel like a better person.
No. Maybe I'll take him out to lunch at 4:00. What do you think?
Sure.
Yeah, you're not getting the sarcasm. You're not getting the joke. You're so tired of my twisting of the knife. Of my sarcasm. I can't get him lunch at 4:00. He's got to work.
Rooster. I know that.
Well, then
I don't. You want me to laugh out of pity for your jokes?
Yes.
Okay.
I want you to laugh.
Ha 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 ha. Great, Rooster. You've never told a joke that wasn't funny.
Exactly. See, at least somebody recognized that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Lap in D.C. here before 2 o'clock. What up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? Hey, belated birthday to you,
Thank
man.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed your time.
Yeah, good birthday.
A lot of people was thinking, going into the season that this team was on regression. A couple of things because of the injuries, maybe putting too much on Jaden's plate, teams kind of figuring this out and coaching and adjusting. But, I was thinking that we probably wouldn't be able to compete like we wanted to if it was going to be injuries,
or coaching, you know. But I'm just hoping, man, with our team being old, I just hope that we eventually go younger, you know what I'm saying? And Terry and them take the time they need to heal and get ready, man. You know, my mentality, next man up. You know, ain't nobody going to feel sorry for us with the injuries. We ain't feeling sorry for no other teams with the injuries. And that's just how it go. It's just unfortunate the way it is. And when Jaden comes back, he's definitely got to be smarter in protecting himself. And Terry, I've been saying it for a long time about his breakaway speed. He doesn't get separation. But when he gets out in space, he's good. But when he's just separating, he's not that good to me. But I do like him. He's a consistent receiver. But it's next man up, man. And we need to get some depth at every position, and we need to go younger. Because like I told you before, Bruce, I just think with a veteran team, it's better suited for, you know, the postseason for real. But, you know, you got to protect these veterans more so than anything because, you know, their body is not the same from when they were younger. You're on the other side of 30, you're really old and leading. You're under 30, you know, you're still kind of like in your prime or, you know what I'm saying, closer to younger, so injuries and stuff won't affect you as much.
Yeah, even though young, even young players get hurt, though, right? But certainly to your point, veteran players, you know, especially certain ones, are more likely to break down. Now, Zach Ertz, knock on whatever this is in front of me, was hurt all the time before he got here, and so far he hasn't been hurt. I mean, he got banged up in a couple of games and had to come out for a little while, but he never missed a game in 20 games, now 23 games so far in his Washington career. So how do you explain all that? I don't know. Here's the deal. I think they should be extra cautious for something else you said. You know, this is the regular season, right? The goal is to win in the playoffs. Now, you got to make the playoffs in order to win in the playoffs. I understand that. So you can't treat the regular season like it means nothing. But I would treat September less than October. October less than November. November less than December, if you see my point.
Yeah, definitely. And I just think that we got to compete because the NFC, bro, is tough. Even these division games are going to be tough. But we got a lot of injuries, and we got to be able to compete. So
I got
the NFC is tough, bro. We
got
to hang in there.
I got you. Thank you, Lap. Appreciate you. End of hour number one. We've got a bunch of calls lined up, including Ron and Lanham, the Mark and Largo Show, Paulie. We'll get to all three of them coming up next segment. Hang tight. We don't have any commercial breaks around here, so we're good. We're going to be right back in just a flash on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.